You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
Welcome to Positive Living with award-winning and veteran host Patricia Raskin. This is the program that shows you how to turn your obstacles into opportunities and your problems into solutions. Join Patricia and her guest experts, best-selling authors and celebrities who will show you how to stay healthy, stay happy, get the support you need, and make your dreams come true. And now, with Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com. You know, as we always say, this program is about turning your problems into solutions, your obstacles into opportunities, getting the support you need and really making your dreams come true. And we always have fabulous guests that are helping other people do that, are writing books, best-selling authors, and really showing us how we can manifest what we want in our life. And today is certainly no exception. I have a wonderful guest, and you can always give us a call at 888-GO-FOR-IT. If you're listening here, which would be live, and we would love to have you give us a call. And if you're listening on June 9th live at 11 a.m. Eastern or 8 a.m. Pacific, call us, 888-GO-FOR-IT. And all of these programs will be archived on TalkZone.com on their website. My guest today is talking about how do we create miracles and how do we create what we want in our life in a very practical way. This isn't rubbing the magic genie and saying, oh, let's see what happens. This is a methodical process. My guest is Alan Seal, who is a highly sought-after leadership and transformation coach. He has led workshops and keynote presentations at Kropalo Center in Lenox, at the International Coach Federation Annual Conference in St. Louis, and many others. He is the author of Intuitive Living and Soul Vision Life Mission. And his newest book, which we're talking about today, is The Manifestation Wheel, a practical process for creating miracles. And his website is alanseale.com, S-E-A-L-E. Welcome, Alan.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you again.
Yes, yes. You've been on the program several times in the past, and now we're going to talk about your new book.
Thank you.
All right. So your new book is The Manifestation Wheel. Where did you get the title from?
Well, the manifestation wheel is adapted from the Lakota Indian medicine wheel, which was really their technology, if you will, their technology of energy for project development and management. It's how they worked in the tribe to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish and what they felt called to accomplish. So, for years I worked with the medicine wheel in my own, building my own career and my own work and my own life, and saw amazing things happen, and I taught the medicine wheel for a short time, but then I realized, you know, if we just update the language to the 21st century, this is such a powerful and practical tool that can really be used in the mainstream world for manifestation. And so therefore, I just took the medicine wheel and adapted it to our time and called it the manifestation wheel.
All right. So if you look at that, I mean, when we think this is tribal, so it's very, very old, how do you start to adapt sort of the old prayers and chants and those kinds of things to really organizational life in corporations?
It's a great question. No one has ever asked me that before. You tap into the essence of what those rituals were about, what the essence of each of the steps along the way in the medicine wheel. They're called houses, and so we call them houses in the manifestation wheel. You tap into the essence of that energy for that house and that step and see what is it that's really going on here. And
all right, Alan, I'm going to let's get practical. Let me ask you a question. Let's say that I'm in a company. This is typical, and I have a great idea. And I'm going to either my colleague or my boss, and they're not listening to me. And I know this could make a big difference, but they're not listening, and I don't know what to do. I'm getting frustrated and angry. I don't know how else to do it without being pushy. But then if I sit on the idea, then that means that I'm not bringing it forward, which I feel a responsibility to do. Help with your process.
Okay. So the first step is, before you go to the boss, is to see it within a context of the company and what's going on with the company, what's the bigger picture of the whole company and where they are right now. And this is something that's very important in the manifestation wheel, is seeing whatever it is that you want to manifest within a much bigger picture. So in this scenario, you're going to your boss. It's to first get clear about the big picture and why is this project important within that big picture. Secondly, it's to tap into the project itself. Okay, I have this great idea that I think would really move the company forward. Well, underneath that idea is an even larger potential that's wanting to move through that project for something big to happen. And so what you're really going to partner with in this process and what you're actually going to speak to your boss about is the potential with this project, and by potential I mean it's the larger thing that's wanting to be accomplished, not just that we're going to create a new software program, but that there is something that's happening through this program that actually is shifting the way this particular kind of software program operates or serves or functions. It's like we have something new that's emerging here, and you put that within the greater context of the company, and now you have a very compelling argument for your boss.
Okay, so what you're trying to do is almost tie it into the future, where the trend is going, where the company's going.
Absolutely. And in fact, a part of the manifestation wheel is letting the future show you the way in the fourth house. I mean, I'm sure at some point we'll talk around the eight houses of the wheel, but in the fourth house, we do a process of remembering the future. The manifestation wheel, just as was the medicine wheel, in the ancient wisdom traditions, they understood that in the unseen realm, there is no time and space. Well, in our modern day sense of life, we look at the quantum field, which contains all that has ever been, is now, and will ever be. It's all there together with no sense of linear time and space. It's just all existing at once. So if we can remember the past, why can't we remember the future? It's there as a possibility for us. We could get into talking about wave, particle, and all those things, but I don't know that that's so much necessary here, but it's to understand that we can actually remember the future. We can play a game with that and see what does the future have to show us about where the company went.
Well, and part of what you're saying when you say that is that it's really understanding, getting out of your own need. So, for example, sometimes we get so fixed on our idea that we're thinking about our idea and not really where the boss is going or the company's going.
That's
so
right.
You're talking about having that vision.
Exactly. We have to be in touch with a larger picture all the time. Even if it's something in your own personal life, it's to be in touch. What's the bigger energy in my life right now? With the bigger flow of my life, is what I'm wanting right now in alignment with that bigger flow? Because I've got to, manifestation is all about alignment. It's just alignment of energy, which is why it's a predictable process. There's not a magical thing in it. That it's manifestation is all about creating conditions, the optimal conditions through which that which is desired can unfold. And so, we're setting up conditions here. We're not trying to make something happen. It's a matter of aligning energy.
Okay. So what you look at next, and let's just tell folks that my guest is Alan Seal, author of The Manifestation Wheel, and the subtitle is A Practical Process for Creating Miracles. So if you are stuck in some way, you really have something you want to achieve, give us a call right here at 888 Talk Zone, and Alan can answer your question. So in looking at this process, using this old Lakota Native American wheel to really help us in today's world, Alan, there are eight steps, correct? There are eight parts of the wheel.
That's right.
All right, let's go back then and talk about the first part.
Okay. So let's first just say that at the spoke of the wheel, the center of the wheel, you could say is your soul, whether that's the soul of an individual, their essence, or whether that's the essence of an organization, because I do this work with organizations as well as with individuals. So we come into that first house, and all these houses are revolving around that essence. The first house is intention. And here you're going to state clearly what it is that you're wishing to accomplish. And then we drop underneath that project to say, what is the potential? What's really wanting to happen here? What's the essence that's driving this? Once we identify that larger potential, then we have to ask the question, who is the person or the organization that would accomplish this? What are the qualities and characteristics of that person I must now commit to being that person from this point forward. So that's the work that we're doing in that first house, identifying the potential, clearly naming the project, identifying the potential, and then realizing who we have to be. What do we have to commit to in order to see this project through?
Alan, let's come up with a specific example that we can take all the way through. So in that example, what would be a typical example of someone you work with where they may be stuck, where they may need this process? And let's take it through with that.
Let's just put it right back to you. What's something, you don't have to get personal about it here because we won't work it through, but what's something you'd like to manifest in your life? And we'll talk about the kinds of questions and kinds of things you'd look at around that wheel.
Well, for me, and I'm doing it, but I'd like to do it more, would be national syndication of my radio show, and I do have more than one radio show, but even getting the message out further to even a larger audience.
Great.
Through another book and through more talks and through more shows.
Okay, great. So that the project is national syndication of the radio show.
And yes, and another book. And larger exposure to the message in a variety of formats.
Okay. And so let's just say the project is much greater exposure of your work. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Super.
Yes.
And so if we drop underneath that to ask, what is the potential that's wanting to rise through that? What's wanting to happen through that project?
Well, it wants to have, I need to understand what that means.
Yeah. So that in the interest of time, I'm just going to move us along here. Some things that I can imagine would be the potential shining through there. There's the potential to get a message out, a message of transformation. There's the potential of reaching a much larger audience and them understanding how they can heal their lives, transform their lives.
Exactly. Through the media. Right, exactly.
Through the media. And so the potential that we're going to partner with, because a key here in the manifestation process is that we're not partnering with a specific outcome. We're partnering with the potential, because that's where the big energy is. The potential here is for the transformation of people's lives through the media. That's the energy we're going to partner with. And it will, the outcome of that could be syndication of the radio show in a national way, could be three more books, could be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we start to let the outcomes or let the potential show us what the next outcomes are supposed to be, because it's the potential that's the most important. What's important is that people's lives are transformed through the media, and how that happens specifically is not as important.
Very good. That's really like the mission and the vision. All right, we're going to take a break. So it's what I'm hearing there is a real purpose. It's a real mission.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah, exactly. All right. My guest today is Alan Seal, and he is a leadership and transformation coach who has written two other books. He also does many workshops all over the world, and I've worked with Alan before. His work is very powerful, very amazing. His new book is The Manifestation Wheel, A Practical Process for Creating Miracles, and we're going through a process today. You can give us a call after the break at 888-GO-4. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.